Back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kimpton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaust and Monique Donnelly.
And a very special guest.
Yes, this is our segment with our guest, by the
yes.
way.
Yes. Welcome, Adria LaRock.
LaRock. LaRock. LaRock.
So where are you from?
I'm from Kentucky. I live in Lexington, mm-hmm. Kentucky right now.
Is that where you grew up?
I grew up in Ashland, which is about 2 hours northeast of there.
Okay.
It's, sure.
If you know Kentucky, Ohio, West Virginia, it's right
Absolutely.
In that corner.
Nice. And how long have you been in town?
I've been in California since the 19th of October.
Yeah. Kind of working it, doing a little concert here and there,
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Put a lot of things in there. Saw some family.
Anything in our area that somebody could go see?
Well, she just did a coffee house,
San Diego, right?
At Real Life.
I did Undergrounds at Real Life.
Cool.
And then I led at Mission Ventura. And then
some worship. You led worship there?
Yeah.
Nice.
Way cool.
Yeah. And I'm doing a songwriting thing in San Luis Obispo on...
So beautiful.
Yeah, on Tuesday.
A little bit of background about you. You're obviously from Kentucky. We're West Virginia kids, so it's I totally get it.
Yeah.
Where did your life start, and where did you get into, where did God call you, and when did God call you into worship or whatever your life?
Well, it was a cold day, and it was the middle of a blizzard when my mother went into labor.
Dark and stormy night.
Are you from a pastoral family or anything?
No.
Are you from a musical family?
Actually, my mom actually danced. She for years before she became a mother. I'm the baby by far, so I was never around in that time in her life. My brothers both play music, not professionally, but saxophone, guitar. It was actually one of my older brothers who taught me to play guitar years ago. And then I've heard stories from grandparents of other musical pursuits in the family that I never knew of. So, yeah. But no, I did not grow up in a pastoral home. We went to church, had a great family, had a great time in that. Of course, deviated from that life a little bit. Come middle of high school.
Sure.
Isn't that the story of so many?
Every now and then.
Imagine. Yeah. I'm not saying anything real creative here because that's most people's story, right?
Wow. not a Christian since birth. What?
Yeah.
When did you start writing songs?
I started writing songs in high school, probably. And I was singing. I've been singing since I was, 4 years old was my first solo in church.
Nice.
So, yeah, I started writing songs in high school, poetry, and then it just turned to songwriting. I went to college and eventually transferred colleges to a smaller place north of Lexington, and my relationship with God just really took off. I felt like I really met him there. You can know about him, I think, when you're young, but there's an actual coming to Christ.
Yeah, it's a relationship. Interaction.
Yeah,
like a sensing and a knowing and
when you realize you need him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that came about in college, and I started leading worship then. And out of college, started leading worship at a church actually with TD Oaks.
Mm-hmm, of course.
At Southland.
I've heard that
Rusty
name.
George. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
TD Rusty Oaks. George. That's
yes.
Is he a musician? That's our pastor, by the way, at Real Life Church, Rusty George. And T.D. Oaks is also one of the worship leaders, actually, worship leader now at Mission Church Ventura.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Cool people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, great people.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding?
So that's where I really took off, growing in worship leading.
So how long then have you been now all of a sudden in Nashville? Obviously, you're in Nashville now?
Well, I live in Lexington.
Lexington.
I just go to Nashville. It's about 3.5 hours between, but I go down there to work and record.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Nice. And we are in studio with Adria La Rock here in Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. And get online again, get connected to worshipfactory.net for networking. It is really important for us to connect you Christian creatives out there that are looking for some place where they can actually call home or some place they can actually discuss what's going on in their life as well. And we may also be able to pray for you as well. A lot of times, you know, it's so important that we get into a situation to where that, you know, Monique often says and asks the artist is, how can we pray for you? I mean, that's one of the things that we want to do here as well, because I think through prayer, so many things can be accomplished through prayer.
That's
so
fine.
Adria, how can we pray for you?
Oh, wow. You surprised me with that one. I think with direction, right now I'm in kind of a transition time. In the past I've worked some full-time positions with worship and with ministry, and outside of ministry as well. And I've been working part-time and just doing the music thing kind of on the side. And God has really challenged my husband and I and said, take these first couple steps that I've shown you, and then I'm going to show you what's next. Okay. And so one of those steps was for me to leave the job that I was working and just dive into music full-time.
Full-time.
Wow. And
nice. Go,
so,
step of faith, go.
Yeah. But it's one of those steps that has been a little bit easier because there's been so much unsolicited confirmation from people who don't even have a clue what was going on and would just leave us with our mouth open going, you don't even know the significance of what you're saying right now.
Awesome.
That's cool, though. We got to stick on that just for a second because that's the key.
Yeah.
You find God's direction and suddenly this thing says, yeah, that's the direction. This thing says it's that direction.
Yeah.
That is so cool when that happens.
Yeah.
I love it when God does that.
Yeah.
Because it is, I'll be honest, it's totally scary when you sense God moving you in a direction and you don't have specifics.
Oh.
And the minute he starts confirming your steps of faith, you're just like, oh,
but isn't
God's shown up.
Isn't the key that you've got to take the step?
Amen.
Absolutely.
That's
get out of the boat.
Yeah.
That's
and
right.
Then he'll follow.
And you know that God loves showing up. You know that God loves going, ha-ha, I told you, ha-ha, I just confirmed it. You know, I just love that we serve a God
who knows
exactly
right?
what we need, you know?
Yeah.
I was thinking about just this Sunday because when I took a step of faith a couple years ago and moved out from the church where I was at, one of the people told me that you'll be doing music with kids. I've never done kids' music.
You never said that.
I know. I just realized it. I was thinking about it. It's like, I'm doing music with kids now.
Right now.
It's just one of those little things.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome.
You know, we want to talk a little bit, too, about, I want to talk for a minute about Kickstarter and about funding and things like that. There's a vehicle out there.
I have to interrupt.
Okay, go ahead and
interrupt. I don't think you answered your question, did you? So pray, how do we, are we going to pray?
Yeah.
We got sidetracked.
I think for patience and clarity and some decisions that we have coming up, and it's kind of like, a friend of mine said, you know, God will often wait till the last hour in the 59th minute.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you get about minute 50, 52, and you're going, come on.
Anytime now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just for decisions, you know. Yeah. And direction.
And you did mention an amazing thing. If you go on, what is your website?
It is www.adrialarock.com.
And spell your last name.
Last name or first name, too?
Both of them.
You better do both.
Because most people, first name is Adria, A-D-R-E-A. Last name is L-A-R-O-C-H-E. Looks like LaRoche, sounds like LaRock.
There you go. And it's .com? It's .com.
And if you go to that website, she has this great little introductory video of what you were just saying, Kempton, about Kickstarter.
Right.
A lot of the artists that we've brought in here take advantage of it. I think it's such a wise, kind of cool thing. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. It was somebody in Nashville that told me about it. Right now, like, I just released a 5-song worship EP, but I'm trying to gear up to release a full CD of just some other songs that I've written. And Kickstarter is a great platform that they
said
to check it out.
The worship stuff you wrote?
Uh-huh.
Okay, great.
Yeah. But Kickstarter is a great platform for creative endeavors. People will, you put a video on there, and actually when you go to the website, click on the link to Kickstarter.com, because that's where all the meat and potatoes are.
Yeah.
the video I have posted, but on the website, but go to the actual website. But Kickstarter is really cool because people can get on there and like the artist or the person with the creative project will set their fundraising goal, and you also come up with cool rewards, just fun little rewards that, you know, if you give $25, I'll give you this, you know, free download, and then you can get really creative with that. But the cool thing for the people who give is that their money doesn't go anywhere unless the fundraising goal is actually met.
Yeah,
so there's kind of some security there for the givers because they can give their money and
know that
be assured that
recoup.
Exactly.
So right.
And be assured that the artist or the person will have enough money to do the project and they won't end up with like, well, I only have 5% of the money.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
So it's a great program out there. Get on Kickstarter. It's another thing, especially with the economy the way that it is, and the vehicles, artists having difficulties and being able to get their projects funded. This is a, you know, Matt Brower was getting his got his done that way as well, and that's how we got to know Kickstarter. But yeah, we are listening to Adria LaRock here at Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kim DeBryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly.
And are we going to hear you play, do some of your music soon?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah. So we're going to listen to some live. Adria LaRock here in studio. We'll be right back with Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM.
Your love came down to the hurting, to the tired, to the worried, to all of us.